بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصلاة عماد الدين، فمن أقامها أقام الدين، فمن تركها فقد حذف الدين، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected علماء اکرام, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with many boons and favors. Allah Rabbul Izzat has blessed us with many abilities, faculties and senses. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us the ability to see, hear, speak, be mobile, talk, walk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with eyesight. We see with it. At the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us many lessons in the eyesight. For example, a person can see, he is able to see, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now and then afflicts him with jaundice. When he is jaundiced, everything around him is looking yellow, proving that eyesight is defective. A person is blessed with eyesight, but a child on the road while he is traveling, then he sees a mirage in front of him, what we term as mirage, an illusion in front of him. Because of the heat falling upon the carpet, he thinks there is water ahead. As he approaches nearer, then he realizes that was an illusion. Like a person in a desert, thirsty, he also sees things, but he sees things due to hallucination. A person with eyesight, if he has to look through water, if he has to look through glass, if he has to look through some medium, a mirror or a prism, then because of refraction and reflection, he won't get a true image. All what I try to prove is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted mankind eyesight. At the same time, there are limitations to that eyesight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed mankind with eyesight. At the same time, that eyesight is defective. And Allah Rabbul Izzat shows it in daily life. And that which is defective cannot be conclusive. That which is defective cannot be finite. That which is defective, you cannot be decisive and you cannot make a decision on it. You cannot say this is the thing. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the Muslims with the barakah of wahi, revelation, divine revelation to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As divine revelation is more superior to all the senses, and every sense which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us is defective in some way or the other. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with rationality and the power of thinking, logic and philosophy, but everything has its defects. Only wahi, we came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is superior, that is most superior, that is not defective, and that can never be defective. Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they fully understood this fact. Sahaba, those companions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who irrigated the rose garden of Islam with their blood, as a result today we are Muslims. Sahaba fully understood that whatever came out of the lips of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is truth, is haq, and can never be wrong. That is why whatever Rasulullah stated, they did immediately, without question, without weighing the pros and the cons, without putting it to the test of the so-called rationality or intelligence. As soon as Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated it, they did it. That is why they were able to bring the world at the feet. Today we have got everything with us. We may have chemicals, we may have the oil, we may have everything, monetary, power, everything. But because of lack of iman, the kuffar are pushing us around. Today, internationally, the kuffar, the orange pillars, those who are against Islam, they decide what the Muslims must do. They make decisions for the Muslims while they are knocking golf balls in the bush. Locally, we have become apes of the West, adapters of the West, aping the West in everything. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam entered his house. His wife was grieving. His wife was sorrowful. His wife was crying. He cried, "Why are you so sorrowful?" She said, "Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know our child has passed away. I am sad. I do not know what has become of our child. I do not know where our child is." Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that if you want, I will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will plead before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, "Ya Allah, show my wife a vision. Show my wife a vision that our child is playing and jumping in Jannah." Look at the mentality of the woman. Look at the mentality of the wife of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the attitude of them. She replied that, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you do not have to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I may see this vision in front of me. What you have stated, that is truth. What you have stated, that is haq. And even if that vision has to come, my eyesight may fail me, but what you have stated can never be wrong." This was their firm conviction that whatever came out of the lips of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing it onto his lips, and he is divinely appointed. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving a bayan in the masjid. In the duration, he says, "Idlis, sit down." Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masood radiallahu ta'ala anhu is about entering the masjid. He's got 1 foot inside the masjid, 1 foot outside the masjid. But this statement of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reaches his ears. This call of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reaches his ears. This command of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reaches his ears. Upon hearing it, immediately he sits down. Upon hearing it, immediately he sits down. Simultaneously, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Rawah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was watching his garden. He was irrigating his fields. He also miraculously heard the statement of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Sit down." The sound that reached the ears of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masood radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was about to enter the masjid, that same sound reached Hazrat Abdullah ibn Rawah radiallahu ta'ala anhu far away, and while he was watching his garden. He immediately sat up also. This is statement of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is command of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So sit down. Not considering this, that the ground is wet, that the soil is wet, that if I have to sit out, my clothing will get dust. No. The statement of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has reached his ears. The command of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has reached his ears. So, Sahaba have been changed spiritually by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that as soon as they heard the statement of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they acted immediately. So he sat out. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masood radiallahu ta'ala anhu, smiled at him and told him that, come forward, you can stand and come forward. This statement of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also reached Hazrat Abdullah ibn Rawah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, miles away, and he also stood up. Point and try to prove that the Sahaba, immediately Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed them, sent them anything, they believed in it,
and they believed in it with full conviction. Today if you and I adopt the same attitude, today if you and I adopt the same way which Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala had, that whatever is written in the Quran, whatever is written in the best book, whatever is written in the Quran Kareem, we act upon it, then success will reach us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the best kitab in the world, Quran Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the best Nabi that has set foot on this earth, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No better creation has come onto this earth besides Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is written that the soil touching the body of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is greater in status than the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have got the best Nabi. We have got the best kitab, we have got the best sharia, we have got the best way of life, we have got the best constitution, we are the best ummah. But still, are we adapting to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life? Whatever is being said, for example, we have been addressed 52 times a year. Commands have been said to us, injunctions have been explained to us. We know what is written in the Quran Kareem. We know what is written in the ahadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We read it, we listen to it. But are we practicing? Are we becoming practical? Because the decision Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes upon a community, the decision Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes upon a locality, the decision Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes upon a country depends on the action, on the amal of the Muslims. A hadith from the Bukhari Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, that a bird called flamingo, this bird flamingo, that bird dies because of the action of mankind. Hazrat Mullah Ali Tari Rahmatullah Ali, a commentator of Mishkat, he commentates on this hadith and he states that I have seen this bird. This bird is not a weak bird. This bird is a strong bird. I have seen this bird 500 miles away from its place. First by grace, and I've seen this bird 500 miles away from its place of origin. In warmer weather, it moves from the cold areas away. And I've seen this bird. So this bird, although it's a strong bird, it can travel. This bird dies because of the actions of mankind. Hazrat Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah says that this bird dies because it becomes too cold, extremely cold. As a result, this bird freezes and dies. But the cause of it, the cause of it is the amal of the men. The cause of it is the actions of men. The cause of it is the actions of the Muslims. We behave well. We conform to the Sharia. We adhere to the Sharia. We practice what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has instructed us to do. Then the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. Then the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. Then the unseen aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. Then the madad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. Then the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. But on the contrary, if we go against the grain of the Sharia, if we do not practice upon the commands of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then if we butcher the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then if we do not show pleasure in following Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's laws, then if we leave out the sunnah, if we leave out the wajibat, if we leave out the faraiz, if we do not respect each other, if we do not love each other, if we do not honor each other, if we do not fulfill the rights of the Muslim and the non-Muslim, if we are not just, if we exploit, and if we do unjust things, then the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. Then the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. Then the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. That the chastisement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes quickly upon mankind. We have seen it in history, what happened in India. We have seen it what happened in Burma. We have seen it all over Africa. We have seen it in various places where Muslims are, where Muslims are now suffering. But the fate of this country does not lie in any political party. The destiny of this country does not lie in any political party. The destiny of us lies in our amal, in our iman strength. If our iman is strong, if our amal is good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with us and He will bring good conditions. The condition and the solution is that we please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every one of us knows that the Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala and who was martyred. And he was martyred by Wahshi radiallahu ta'ala. And the Battle of Uhud, Wahshi رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, he threw a spear and Hazrat Hamza رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ was martyred. Later, Hazrat Rashi رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, he came before Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and he said that you have to accept Islam. Nabi Kareem صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم stated that, O Rashi, Islam welcomes you. Forgiveness is there. That there is nothing against you. That what you have done. But Rashi, the condition that I have seen my uncle Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu on the day of Uhud, his body mutilated, his body cut up, his body torn in pieces, that sight comes in front of me. O Rashi, your Islam is accepted, your Iman is accepted. And we know that the Sahaba are Jannati. That is why not one of us will say not one thing against the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in. Sahaba are Jannati, they have pleaded Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Said, O Rashi, that you must not come in front of me. Because whenever you come in front of me, I think of my uncle. Thoughts of my uncle come. Thoughts of that day of Uhud come. Thought of that bloody seed comes in front of Rashi. Your Islam is accepted. You have been forgiven. Your Iman is accepted. Your Amal is been accepted. But don't come in front. Hazrat Rashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he goes away. During the Khalifah of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a person claimed prophethood. Musaylima ibn Qazzar, he claimed prophethood. Hazrat Rashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu felt him down. Tafsir ibn Qasir states that this thought struck him now, that this is a good opportunity now. That yeah, he has still a great hero, a great personality of Islam, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, uncle of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a vanguard of Islam. Now is an opportunity that he can put this imposter away, this liar away, this claimant of prophethood away. So he also joined the forces deputed by Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he had a particular style and a method of throwing his javelin and his spear. Because when he threw it, people knew that this was a spear and a javelin thrown by Hazrat Rashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. If there is half saying. So in that battle that ensued, Hazrat Rashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he threw the spear at the imposter and he killed him. People immediately knew that this spear that had been thrown was from the head of Hazrat Rashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Tafsir says that Hazrat Rashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a dream. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into his dream and told him that, oh Rashi, I have pleased you. Oh Rashi, I have pleased with you today. That what you have done, I am happy with you today. And you can come in front of me today. Hazrat Rashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his fear was, his concern was, that in this world, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that your Iman and your Islam is accepted, but don't come in front of me. His fear and concern was that when I get up on the day of Qiyamah, if Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to say, Rashi, don't come in front of me, what will I do? What will become of me? Can you imagine us? What is our plight? What is going to happen to us? That on the day of Qiyamah we are going to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are going to face Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with our amal, with our condition, with our state. What are we doing to the Sharia? What are we doing to the laws of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What are we doing to the Sunnah? And we're going to face Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Go in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With what face are we going to face Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? With what face we are going to come in front of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Hazrat Rashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was extremely happy, and whosoever sees Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream has verily seen Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man ra'ani faqad ra'ani, that whosoever sees me in his dream has verily seen me. Because shaitan cannot take the shape of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's words, his deeds, his actions, his personality are protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken it upon himself to protect the purity of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the message is simple, that if we love Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should follow Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would reap good conditions for us locally, nationally, in our homes and the whole country if we follow Allah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to become practical, to love each other and to fill the masjid. Filling the masjid, coming for salat, bring the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.